Welcome to Any Questions. Hi, this is Mike Nothnagel, and in a few minutes, I'll be answering questions posed to me by WAMC's very own Ian Pickus.
I'm so excited to put you back on the hot seat.
You're probably a little bit more excited than I am at this point.
You left us with a good challenge last week.
Yes, I said, start with the name of a famous Scottish actor. 4 letters in his first name, 7 letters in his last. Rearrange those 11 letters in his name to spell 3 words that can complete this sentence. It doesn't matter if it's in a theater, at a drive-in, or at home in my TV room. I will watch my favorite actor, blank, blank, blank.
The actor is Sean Connery.
Yep.
And you can rearrange his name to spell on any screen.
Also, yep.
Speaking of movies, on February 1st, 1893, construction was completed on the Black Maria, Thomas Edison's New Jersey movie studio that's considered the first movie studio in the U.S. So today's quiz is all about the silver screen.
All right, okay.
Woody Allen has been nominated for more than 20 Academy Awards, but only once as an actor. In which Best Picture winner did that performance come?
I know the answer to this because you sent me a holiday card last year, Annie Hall.
Correct, and if you want the longer story on that, you're not going to get it. The 2012 50th anniversary DVD release of what film contains special features The Camels Are Cast and Wind, Sand, and Star?
Sex in the City 2, right?
Not quite.
Well, the only other movie that I know that takes place in a desert is Lawrence of Arabia.
You got it. On the American Film Institute's list of the top 100 films, only one movie in the top 10 was released after 1980. What movie is it?
Dude, Where's My Car? No. I think I need a little help on this one.
The movie was released in 1993 and shot in Poland.
And features a little girl in a red dress, right? Schindler's List.
Good job.
Thank you.
Next up, and this is because Groundhog Day is February 2nd.
Oh, Lord.
Character actor Stephen Tobolowsky played the memorable role of Ned Ryerson in Groundhog Day.
True.
On which Fox TV show did he play a club advisor named Sandy Ryerson?
I'm a little embarrassed to say that this is the answer that I've gotten the quickest so far. That's Glee.
So, in order of importance, Glee, Lawrence of Arabia, Schindler's List from Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, number 5 is a multi-part answer. The top 2 highest-grossing films of all time earned $2.7 and $2.1 billion in worldwide box office receipts, respectively. Who is the director of both of these films, and what are the films?
The director is James Cameron. The films would be, I'm going to adjust for inflation and say
smartly,
that Avatar made more than Titanic did.
Well, Mike Nothnagel's headed to the Walk of Fame. He got 5 for 5 this week.
Just one more reason that you can step all over my face.
Let us know how you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can surf on over to WAMC.org/anyquestions to revisit these wonderful questions of Ian's, some extra credit questions of Ian's, or this challenge of Ian's.
Start with the 6-letter name for a group of people seen in theaters. Insert one letter, and you can name another group of people often heard in theaters. Who are these groups of people? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. And Mike will reconvene this time next week, except you'll be the one behind the camera.
See you then, Ian.